Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Tamara's Journey Through Trials and Tears by Tamara Rivera is a poignant memoir that explores the challenges, triumphs, and self-discovery of a transgender woman navigating the complexities of identity and acceptance. The narrative delves into the highs and lows of her personal journey, offering a raw and heartfelt exploration of resilience, courage, and the pursuit of authenticity, a reminder of the strength found in self-acceptance and empowering the journey of embracing one's true identity. Tamara is passionate about storytelling, sharing her words with the world, an advocate for transgender rights, a social media influencer, and an inspiration. The author of three books, all three recipients of the prestigious Seal of Excellence and featured at the recent LA Times Festival of Books, Tamara Rivera, our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Rick. It's certainly a pleasure, and I am really happy to be here.
A pleasure to have you here and to be able to talk about a very important topic, and we will get into it in depth today. We'll give you all the information on Tamara and where you can get her books, three books. Tamara, let's start briefly. Tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, and your books.
I am a radiant force of resilience, creativity, and courage, a proud Latina transgender, originally from Puerto Rico. I am an author, nail artist, creator, and a fierce advocate for transgender rights. With three powerful books, Tamara's Journeys Through Trials and Tears, Whispers of Broken Trust, and Becoming Tamara. I turn my personal story into a beacon of hope, healing, and empowerment. Rather, I am captivating readers at the LA Times Festival of Books, standing tall on the steps of the Atlanta Capitol, public speaking, or sharing inspiring affirmations across social media. I am a bold storyteller with a heart for justice and a flair for fashion and beauty. I did not only tell my story, I live my truth, helping others find the courage to define their own narrative.
You know, it's interesting because in reading reviews, they talk about Tamara's book and the fact that this is a roadmap. I can relate to her, and this is a roadmap for me. If I can follow what she went through, learn from her, learn the courage that she had, learn the fact that how important self-acceptance is, this will be a benefit in my life. The books are receiving rave reviews. Let's talk a little bit in the beginning, and then we'll talk about the books. Why you decide to write these? And I say that because you're very open. You are laying everything out there. Sometimes people will tell their stories and they leave out some of the parts that are painful or some of the parts that maybe don't reflect in a positive way on them. You lay it all out there, the highs and the lows, the joys, the triumphs, the failures, the emotions. How difficult was it for you to write this? And why did you decide to write these books?
From the design of the covers to the design and the content within the books themselves, it took a lot of work through all the painful memories that came back while I was writing these stories. My inspiration to this story was the deep pain I carried in silence for many years of hiding a painful past of child abuse, of being afraid and not knowing if I'd ever been accepted as who I truly am. Writing became my way of reclaiming my voice, of saying I exist, my voice matters, and I will no longer live in the shadows. Each book is a testament of my resilience, not just to survive, but to rise, grow, and thrive. I wanted to give others in the LGBT community something I desperately needed at some point in my life, a mirror of hope, a reminder that even through the heartbreak, betrayal, and struggle, we are still worthy of love, joy, and thriving through our boldness. This story is for every person who has ever felt invisible. It is a proof that we can endure, transform, and emerge stronger than ever.
You know, it's interesting. This will, I'll ask you what the takeaway is, and I'm going to preface that by saying I see this book as so important to family members of people who are dealing with issues as you went through, maybe to people who are on the other side that consider this to be a political issue and they don't realize that there are people involved in the conversation. Who was the book designed for, and what do you hope the takeaway is when they finish reading Tamara's Journey Through Trials and Tears?
The message I hope readers take away from my book is that no matter how broken you are, healing is possible and your story matters. My journey is about reclaiming my identity, rising through pain, and finding the courage to live authentically. I want readers, especially those in the transgender community, to know that they are not alone. There is power in our truth, the strength in our survival, and beauty in being exactly who we are. My hope is that my story helps others find their voice and never give up on themselves.
So well done. The books are available wherever books are sold. Tamara's Journey Through Trials and Tears, the focus of today's conversation. Also, Whispers of Broken Trust, The Painful Truth on Child Abuse, and Becoming Tamara, My Stormy Transition from Male to Female. All the books available at Amazon, published by Mainspring Books. Their website, mainspringbooks.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This, for you, has been a long journey. Let's go back to some of the early days. You write about the 70s, the worst decade of my life. I suffered through untold horror. Talk briefly about that, because this really shaped who you are and the suffering that you went through, didn't it?
I grew up under the unrealistic expectations of an abusive father. And I say that with a lot of deep pain.
Yes.
Because when he found out that I was different, that I had different views that I did not understand at that time, he abused me severely through so many years of pain. Agony was really one of the most troubled decades of my life, but through it all, I stayed faithful to my unfound identity, and I found strength in God, really, because otherwise I could not have survived. My story is not polished or perfect, but it is real. And through the authenticity, I hope to inspire healing and hope and pride in others who are still finding their way through all the struggles they may be going through life.
That word authenticity is so important. And as I was describing the book before, I should have used that word. It's very succinct and it covers everything. You've got the highs, the lows, everything there. You feel this has not been through a PR agency that's gone through and made the changes and cleaned it up a little bit. This is so relatable because of the authenticity. You talk about, as a young person, you prayed and you wonder why you were born male instead of female, and you were wondered why your wish to become a girl wasn't fulfilled. Talk about that, and is that the beginning where you were struggling with this part of your life?
It certainly was, and I struggle still to talk about it without breaking down, but
yes.
I found a lot of strength in knowing that I survived and that my survival is something that I needed to share with others, because it is not something that everybody is proud to talk about. But yeah, there were moments where I questioned the Creator, and I, with deep feelings inside me, I would step outside at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and lie face on the ground saying, God, why did you make me a boy when I should have been a girl? And I cried many times questioning him. It was really difficult. And through all that, I was also going through a lot of deep resentment for the way my own father used to treat me, to the point where so much hate was building up in my early youth. And it was so painful because I didn't want this. I didn't want this feeling. I wanted to be free, but I couldn't. And I even contemplated a few times killing my own father because of so much hate that was building up inside of me. But thank God he freed me from all that.
You struggled, and in fact, at one point you were married. You tried living, had a child, and you tried living as a man. That didn't work. Talk about going through that, because I'm sure there's so many people that like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is my destiny. This is what I'm supposed to do. That was not fulfilling for you at all, was it?
It certainly was not. I married my wife, and we still lived together, but apart in the same household, and we are now going through divorce, but we are still in a friendly manner, and we try to at least understand each other. But it was very difficult through it all because I've never stopped believing that this is who I am. When I got my first computer back in 1995, I immediately dove in and started investigating because I wanted to understand why I feel like this. And then I found out what being a transgender is, and I found out a lot of things by just research, whereas today everything is much more open. Back then it was not. And that was very difficult. And I thought that being married would help me forget about that, but it's not something that I forgot because it is who I am. And once I understood that and I accepted that, I told her, we sat down one day and I told her, listen, this is who I am and I cannot hide anymore. And she understood that, and my children understood that. And so I decided to come out. Yeah, it was late in my life, where some people even told me that I was crazy to think about this. But it does not matter how late in your life you come out. I was 59 years old when I came out, but I was ready. And when I came out with a full force. And within months, I changed my name from my formal name that I shared with my father to the name to Tamara. And I freed myself from ages of painful memories, but I needed to write the story to fully develop and get rid of all that off my mind. And writing, becoming Tamara was the voice that I needed to help me bring this to light.
And you will follow Tamara's journey in Tamara's journey through trials and tears. That's one of three books in the series. Whispers of Broken Trust, The Painful Truth of Child Abuse, another of her books, and Becoming Tamara, My Story of Transition from Male to Female. And we've got a link. Of course, you can find her books at Amazon. We've got a direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about the journey and what you went through. Talk about that and maybe that final moment when you decided, even though people are saying you've lived this secret life, you haven't come out, why are you doing it now? You're too old to do this. And you go into great detail in the book and in what you were hearing. What was it? Was there one particular incident that led you to go, okay, now is the time. I really need, I'm not too old. Now is the time I have to come out. The real me needs to come forward.
There were a lot of questions before I came out that were troubling me because I know I have this married life. I have a good job and I have just about everything I need, but I wasn't happy where I was in life because I know that this is not who I am. So I first In fear of possibly losing my job, I first reached out to my employer and I told him, hey, I'm a transgender and I'm want to come out, but where am I going to be if I come out? Am I going to lose my job? That was my biggest fear. And when they say no, we will fully accept you for who you are, and whatever help you need, we are here for you. And I was very appreciative of that. And so then I started my transition one step at a time. I came out to my family, sat down with my kids, my wife, and I told them, this is me, and I'm ready for it. I had already been building up by buying clothes and everything that I needed so that when I come out, I am not stuck in between. So I was like, once I came out, I let the world know this is who I am. I got rid of everything that was me in one day, and I came out full force. And it was like a freight train without brakes. I
Yes.
kept moving forward, and I'm still moving forward with passion and purpose, and trying as hard as I can to advocate for others through speeches, through my appearance at the Atlanta Capitol, and all sorts of things that I am engaged in to bring out not only my story, but encourage other people to be themselves, because otherwise, the other side of the spectrum could be that the reality of so many people in this type of confusion when they're trying to find themselves, a lot of people would sadly, turn to lending their life because they can't take the pressures of society and family. I had my own family, my own four sisters and my brother. They decided that they don't want anything to do with me because of Christian values, and that was one of the most difficult time. And just as I'm struggling to keep myself from crying, it was a really difficult time. But I rose above it all, and here
Yes.
I am sharing with the world. This is real.
And you go into depth in your book, and then we'll move on to after the transition and life today and how freeing life is today for you. You talk about the difficult topics that you address very honestly, the pain, the loss, the emotional scars that shapes one's identity. Not an easy process. And if someone is struggling, Tamara is there to guide you, to take you by the hand and to walk you through what she went through and how she is today. And let's talk about today, the joys and the triumphs of finally at an advanced age. You weren't 20 when you came to this. You mentioned in late 50s. Talk about what life is like today with self-acceptance and how freeing this is for you to finally be you.
My life today is so much more rewarding. As I said earlier, Tamara gave me a voice I didn't have. Before, I was so quiet and so reserved. I didn't even like going out or taking pictures, and because I didn't felt like if I take these pictures, it's not who I am. So when I found that I have a strong voice that I can share with others, when I found this beautiful woman that was within me, I came out full force, and I started going to engaging with transgender groups online and the LGBT community as a whole. And today I am so engaged, and I am a force of one. One thing that let me put it to you this way. I have a series of quotes that are in my third book, Becoming Tamara, and one of the my favorite quotes that I created quite a few of them. One of my favorite quotes is, "The voice of one is stronger than the voice of a thousand souls," and I think that speaks
Oh, yes.
volumes to who I am.
The books are available wherever books are sold. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that will take you directly to Tamara's page on Amazon. And all three books are available there. It's more than a memoir. It's a compelling narrative that challenges traditional views of gender. Talk about that aspect of it and how important that is. You grew up in the age I grew up, there were perceived gender thoughts out there. You fit into this box, and that's the end of the story. You take that and you give us a new outlook on that, an honest outlook on that. How important is that to share that message, to break down these old barriers that many of us grew up with?
Back when I was growing up, and to some extent, it is the truth today. A lot of parents, whether it is by ignorance or religious beliefs, they think that gender and sex is the same thing,
Yes.
that they're interconnected, but it is not the reality. As the medical science today has revealed that it is totally different, that your sex and your gender are two different aspects of your life. And sometimes when your gender does not align with your sex, then those changes start reflecting themselves, and that's something that people still struggle to understand today, and that is what I want people to understand, because ignorance today is inexcusable, because we got so many books, we got so the medical, new medical science, and so many things that can help people understand, but not everybody wants to understand or is willing to grasp the reality of what gender and sex is, but that's why I wrote these books, to help people understand.
What advice would you give to someone who's afraid to live as their authentic self? They know they should. They admire what you and others have done. They're afraid to do it themselves. What advice would you give them? And this is coming from someone who's walked this journey before.
I would advise them that wherever in life you are, you feel that you want to come out, don't let fear, and don't let the opinions of others drive you to other means
Yes.
to reject who you are. Fear and lack of knowledge are the worst enemies that we have. Find groups, find medical resources, find someone out there, whether it is by reading books like my story or by other means. Try to find somewhere where you feel welcomed and supported, so that when you come out, regardless whether you're 15 or 59, that you have the resources and the support that you have at hand, because that is the most important part of finding your truth and start your journey to discovering who you really are.
You mentioned fear and lack of knowledge, and something that's concerning to me is because of courageous people like you. Over the last, I'm going to say decade, maybe even longer than that, there's been acceptance out there that we've been welcoming the transgender community. Everyone, no matter who you are, you're welcome. now we're caught up in this culture society and we're fear and lack of understanding you're talking about. What is that like for you and for others in the transgender community when you see this changing society changing or people trying to change society? Almost like we're setting the clock back, quite possibly, it seems like. What are your thoughts on that, and how concerning is it to you and to others that this acceptance that was there or close to being there by on the part of many people may be going away now?
It feels like today in this new political landscape that we are being pushed back into the closet, as they say.
Yes.
But that is not going to happen. We need to be more, we need to find ourselves, and we need to be more unified and find strength in others, because the concern, a lot of people think that the transgender movement is something new, but that is the misunderstanding of people. We have been around for centuries, since way before the biblical age. There's been a lot of transgenders through society, so it's not something new, and we are not going to go away. It's not like turning off the water flowing off of a faucet. It's not that yes. easy. We are not going to go anywhere. We are here. We are going to flourish, and we're going to continue flourishing even through this landscape that we're living today. No one is going to silence us.
That's good to hear, because you get concerned, and it's like all of this, the struggles in so many parts of society, what we've gone through, and the knowledge and the acceptance of many people, and now being questioned. So it's good to hear that you and others are out there fighting to keep going in the right direction. We've only got a couple minutes left in the program. I do want to mention with the books, you're taking a portion of the proceeds to help survivors of abuse and other people navigating gender identity struggles. Talk about that, because you are not only out there with your story and advocacy, but you're taking a portion of the proceeds of the book and helping people as well.
At the moment, I don't have an organization selected, of course, because I have not received any funds yet to start contributing. But when I do, I am going to start contributing the funds to some transgender organizations, whether it be, I do not have a specific organization at the moment, but I do want to contribute, because it is very important to me. It was very hard for me to not only come out because of circumstances that prevented me at the moment, but it is very difficult. And then when you're trying to find support from insurance companies to help you with your transition, is also a very difficult time to find the support that you need to medically transition. My hope is that I will start supporting some of these organizations that contribute to providing the resources and medical support yes. for people that want to transition. Do I need to start my own organization? I don't know that, and that's probably more difficult than supporting someone that's currently active, but that is my hope, that I start supporting some of these organizations that cater to helping the transgender community through resources and medical assistance to help transgender yes. people to find the funds they need to transition.
You are a talented author and storyteller. I'll mention the three books as we conclude the conversation here shortly, but what are you working on now? Are there other books that you have that you're thinking or maybe started on the computer writing already?
Yes, I have two other books that I started, not necessarily in addition to my my memoir, but books. And I might go into another direction because I'm still trying to evaluate what that direction is.
Yes.
But yeah, I do have at least two other books in the works.
That is good news. A very talented individual who's really getting rave reviews with award-winning books, the books Tamara's Journey Through Trials and Tears, Whispers of Broken Trust, The Painful Truth of Child Abuse and Becoming Tamara, My Story of Transition from Male to Female. All of the books available at Amazon, of course, published by Mainspring Books, the website mainspringbooks.com, making your stories come to life. And I thank them for arranging our conversation today. Links for all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tamara is T-A-M-A-R-A. If you're going to go searching, it'll Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Tamara, it's a pleasure having you on the program. What a wonderful job you've done of explaining what you went through, the power of authenticity, of finding your true self. Thank you for sharing this message, a very important message to share with many people. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the time, Rick. I really appreciate this, and I look forward to whatever comes next.
Well, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about your other books as well coming up. Tamara Rivera, our guest on the program, all of her books available, again, on Amazon. You'll find links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back. More on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.